and had drained in the side for a long time. And I fixed a polish to go on. He had a knot that came around it, you know, it was going to have to be go back in there. And I said, I'm going to doctor you to suit myself. That we'd done brought him home. And I fixed a turpentine rag and mentholatum and camphophonique and things like that, you know. And I went to the store and got some hog lard, pure lard.
What does that do?
Well, it's a grease, keeps it from blistering. And I melt that in there, and I saturated this. I cut the tail out of his old shirt, army shirt. And I put that around him real tight. And see, this had gotten into the lungs. And he had an abscessed lung. They was going to have to go in there and drain that lung. Well, of course, he's a railroad man. They didn't, he was allowed so long in the hospital here. And when he got able to travel, then I took him to Texarkana. And the doctor said, young lady, I want you to remember that you saved your husband's life.
Huh.
That turpentine is the best poison absorber you can ever put on an outside place.
Huh.
And that it dissolved that lung tumor. And he don't have to have nothing done, but just stay here and get well.
That's great. I never heard such a thing.
That's what he told me.
That's great. But did you know that?
Well, I'd have had it. Well, that's all we ever had to doctor with, you know. And I put it around him, and I got him out of bed, and I set him up in a high back chair, and I reached around him, and up around that chair, and I hugged that up close to him. And when it began to get past warm, I'd take it and heat it again, put it back on him. I did that for 4 hours. And he began to cough and spit up that pus, bloody pus.
Huh. That's great.
Saved his life.
Yeah.
And so as he got, his temperature went down from 105. When his temperature went way back down, not clear to normal, I called, made reservations for an ambulance to meet him at the train in Texarkana.
Uh-huh.
We got on the train, went to Texarkana, got in that bed at night. The doctor was there ready to meet me. He said, he's all right.
105 is often high for an adult.
Oh, yes, indeed.
If you have trouble with your appendix, what do you say you have? You have
appendicitis.
Okay. did he know he had appendicitis before it happened?
No, he fell in a drop pit, you wouldn't know what it is, down the shop, and a 700-pound jack fell on him, and it ruptured that appendix.
Well, it didn't kill him.
It is. And he was off months and months and months before he could work anymore.
Yeah. Well, I suppose he could get the insurance claims because it was happened on the job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What was the pit he was down in? What did he say?
Well, you had to, you roll these engines, trains, engines, railroad engines, over this drop pit, and you went down on a ladder, and it was high enough that you could stand up and work under that and work on the engine.
Uh-huh, I see. Yeah, that's what he
was doing. And of course they drained those things, that oil was way deep in there, you know, and they said he was in one round mess when he got to the hospital, because it knocked him out, of course.
Yeah.
And they had a time getting him out of there, of course.
Oh, dear. When did you hear about it?
His brother worked there, too.
Uh-huh.
And Lee came and got me and took me to the hospital.
Uh-huh.
My mother lived with me then, and we moved to town.
While he was in the hospital?
No, while Mama lived with us.
Because
we had to carry water from houses. We didn't have any water on this place.
Yeah.
Never could get a drop of water. And up on the other end as well, now stands, I guess, 25, 30 feet in water, 52 feet deep.
It's pretty deep water.
I'd go up there and wash. John would go up in the afternoon, draw water, fill the tubs and the pot.
How old were you when that happened?
When he got hurt?
Uh-huh.
Well, I was 45.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our daughter had just married and left home, moved to Cameron, see, 1936.
I bet that scared you.
Oh, mercy. And I sat by his bed 26 days. I didn't leave. Yes, I did. I took my clothes to my sister's. She lived 3.5 blocks from Hillcrest Hospital. And I'd go down there and get a bath and go right back.
That's a hard way to live. What is the kind of medicine that people used to keep on the medicine cabinet? And that's going to run off. I'm just going to...